KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 10 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping Western Iowa News, the Council Bluffs Police Department and Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, or DCI, are conducting a joint investigation into an officer-involved shooting that occurred at 611 East Broadway at around 3 a.m. today in Council Bluffs. Preliminary investigation indicates that a Council Bluffs police officer, while responding to a call of a suspicious vehicle on a business lot, discharged his firearm while attempting to take the driver of the car into custody. After being shot, the driver of the car sped off and crashed, resulting in the car flipping onto its roof. The driver then fled the wrecked vehicle on foot, but was apprehended after a short foot chase. The injured driver was transported by ambulance to a metro area hospital for treatment. The names of the officers involved and of the suspect who was shot and crashed have not yet been released. More is expected later this afternoon. City officials in Exira yesterday said that they've issued a drinking water advisory for residents there due to a water main issue. A leaking water main was found and a new line has been installed, but Exira residents are being urged to boil their water for consumption or use bottled water due to the potential for bacterial contamination, and that is until further notice. The advisory was issued at 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Red Oak man on a warrant Wednesday. At around 11:30 a.m., deputies arrested 37-year-old Cale Garrett Hardman of Red Oak on a Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of probation. Garrett or Hardman was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond for Pottawatomie County. The Creston Police Department reports two arrests occurred on Wednesday. Just after 7 p.m., Tommy Waters of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of OWI first offense. Waters was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And at around 6:40 p.m. Wednesday, Molly Uliger of Creston was arrested at her residence on a Union County warrant for charge of domestic abuse simple assault. She was being held in the Ringgold County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And a resident of Creston reported yesterday morning that someone had opened a store credit card in her name and made a purchase without authorization from her. The loss was estimated at just over $50. Appointed Cass County Attorney Michael Hooper has announced he intends to run for Republican nomination for the office of Cass County Attorney in 2018. In a statement released this morning, Hooper, who was appointed by the Cass County Board of Supervisors in January, said, "As someone who has spent a great deal of time in the courtroom, I have the highest respect for the office and know firsthand how important it is for justice to prevail. I will aggressively prosecute criminal cases with reason and good judgment while upholding the principles of the Constitution." He said also that a county attorney must serve with integrity and be trusted. Hooper says he's not a politician, and this is his first time running for public office. His choice to run now is due to his sincere belief that all this time he's prepared and qualified to seek the office, both professionally and personally. And as part of his personal beliefs, he said he believes it's important to give back. He's worked professionally in Cass County court system for the last 7 years, and Cass County has been good to him, he said, and he would welcome the opportunity to serve as your county attorney. Michael Hooper is 43 years old and has been married to Aaron Hooper for 15 years. The couple have three children. Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall on Wednesday also announced that she is seeking a re-election. Marshall is currently serving in her fourth term as treasurer. In a prepared statement, Marshall said, "I find it rewarding to serve the residents of Cass County. I want to thank all of you for your support. It's my mission to provide the citizens with convenient local services in a professional and courteous manner. I'm asking for your vote in the upcoming June 2018 election and your continued support in the future." Her campaign said also that Marshall continues to streamline operations and improve government services. Her pride in Cass County reflects in her service through the Iowa State County Treasurers Association, Iowa State Association of Counties, or ISAC, the National Association of Counties, and the National Association of County Collectors, Treasurers, and Finance Officers, where she is currently the president-elect of that association. And Marshall says she believes in being involved to better serve the communities in Cass County. And the campaign added that technology is ongoing, and Tracy makes sure the treasurer's office is up to date and continues with ongoing training for her offices. They say that they're able to pay our taxes and motor vehicle renewals online. They accept credit and debit cards in the office for payments. And the treasurer's office has implemented a major tax system update and a new DOT system since Tracy Marshall has been in office. The treasurer's office is currently working on digitizing all of the motor vehicle records dating back to 1954. In our funeral announcements, Kay Pellett, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A massive Christian burial for Kay Pellett will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Violet Osborne, age 94, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Violet Osborne will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Harry All, age 96, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Harry All will be held tomorrow at 10:30, that is, at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Donald Norgard, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Donald Norgard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dale Thornton, age 87, of Omaha and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dale Thornton will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Regan Doon Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Maynard J. Miller, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Maynard Miller will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. David Hafner, age 62, of Omaha and formerly of Griswold, died Monday. A memorial visitation for David Hafner will be tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Regan Doon Funeral Home in Griswold, with the time of sharing at 3:30 on Friday. Ronald Bomey, age 69, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Ronald Bomey will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Violet Osteby, age 92, of Audubon, died Tuesday in Manning. Funeral services for Viola Osteby will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Trinity Church at the House Barn Heritage Park in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has the arrangements. Myrna Nissen, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Nebraska. Funeral services for Myrna Nissen will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Donald Fredrickson, age 80, of Exira, died Saturday. Graveside services for Donald Fredrickson will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Joyce Hansen, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Funeral services for Joyce Hansen will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Dick Neal, age 83, of Orient, died Tuesday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Graveside services for Dick Neal will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Scott Robinson, age 77, of Manning, died Wednesday at his home in Arizona. Funeral services for Scott Robinson are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.